you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
King David failed often. And in that, of course, we can identify with him. He failed often and he always recovered by confessing instead of denying, excusing, or justifying his sin. And he may have done that for a short period of time, deny it. You know what denial is. What? I didn't do that. Or excusing. Well, the reason I did that is because of it was Noel's birthday. Or justifying. I did the right thing. Rather than just confessing that what I did was wrong, it wasn't God's will, and it was off. But he always came back around to that. He reacted a little bit, defended himself a little bit, but then he always came back around, and eventually he always was honest with God and confessed that the problem was him. And for this, God commended him as a man after God's own heart. The fact that he recovered, always recovered. He is a man after my own heart. Acts 13:22 says, when he had removed him, speaking of Saul, King Saul, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony, God gave testimony concerning David and said, I have found David, my son, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. And he will do all of my will. So David was a man after God's heart, and because he always came back around, he always recovered. He was not without failures in his life, but he was always recovered from those failures. And he was confident in God's mercy towards him. He had great confidence that God would be merciful to him. In fact, in Isaiah 55:3, Isaiah called it the sure mercies of David. David could be sure God would be merciful. He had that kind of confidence towards God's mercy. I know God will be merciful to me. And it's also mentioned in Acts 13:34. The sure mercies of David. In Acts 13:34, we are told that we also, as believers in Jesus Christ, have the same mercies available to us. The sure mercies. That God will never reach the end of his rope with you. You'll never frustrate him to the degree where he washes his hands of you and says, forget it, I've had enough of this guy. I'm through with them. God has sure mercies towards his people. Now David, who had been very bold, courageous, against the Philistines, back in 1 Samuel 17, you all know the story with Goliath and the Philistine armies, and David was amazingly courageous and bold and sure of God's ability to give him the victory in the battle. David was confident in God. This same David, here in 1 Chronicles 21, is not so sure, not so confident. He was years ago, and he's had his times. He was very confident, and then he had kind of slipped down into a valley, and he'd be a little unsure of things, and then he'd get built up and be confident again, and then he'd slip down. He's just a real person. He lives in real life. And he's bold and courageous one day, and the next day he's a little timid. And he gets built up and he gets bold again. He's a real guy. He's going through it. And here in the 21st chapter of 1 Chronicles, he has a problem. He's the victim of spiritual warfare, which all of us as Christians, if you're a Christian, then you will encounter, you will experience spiritual warfare. And that is the devil attacking you because you're a believer. You believe in Jesus, and you have to believe in the devil. Jesus spoke of him more than anyone. There is a real devil. He is an entity, not just a force, but he's an entity. He's a real devil. He has real fallen angels or demons that work with him, and they attack Christians. They attack the Christian mind. And David here, his mind will be attacked. In the first verse of chapter 21, it says, "Now Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel." Satan stood up. His plan was to go against God's people, Israel. And he put it in David's mind to go out and take a census. Remember, we mentioned a few weeks ago about census. Remember the book of Numbers. The reason they entitled the book Numbers was because in Numbers they took two censuses. One in chapter 1, one in chapter 26. Twice the census was taken, and both of those times it was God showing his people. Those were good census taking. It was God showing his people what he had done, how he had multiplied them. So it was good to take the census then because God instructed them to do so. But here, God did not instruct him to do so. He was taking the census for a totally different reason. It wasn't God trying to show him what he had done for him, but it was David, who was timid and fearful of the Philistine army, and he wanted to see and look over his troops and see how strong he was. He wanted to evaluate himself. How strong are we? Are we any match for these Philistines? Can we handle this Philistine army that's coming against us? Do we have a chance against these people? And so he was going to take a census. You know what a census is? Counting heads. We did that this morning for outreach on Friday night. We counted heads. We took a census of who was going. So as David's taking a census, he wants to take a census, but it tells us that Satan put it in his heart to do it. Say he was moved upon by the devil to go and take a census and evaluate his own strength. Now the devil does this through projected thoughts. He projects thoughts into the minds of Christians and brought uncertainty into David's mind. And that uncertainty got his eyes off the Lord. It made him start thinking, I need to check and see what kind of condition my army is in. And so always in spiritual warfare, we need to know where our thoughts are coming from. Where do my thoughts come from? Do they come from the Bible? Am I thinking with God? Do they come from the Holy Spirit? Or am I being invaded with thoughts from the outside that I don't readily recognize? I think they're my thoughts, but they're being projected towards me with the reason, with the purpose of getting my mind, my heart off of God. And so he throws these zingers at us. Ephesians calls them fiery darts. Ephesians 6:16. Fiery darts of the devil, projected thoughts to get you to doubt, to get you to question, to get you to feel insecure, to get you to feel uncertain, to get you to feel that you're inadequate. And he does this constantly with Christians all the time, to get you to feel like you can't do it. When the Bible clearly says you can do all things through Christ, who strengthens you. Through his strength, you can do all things. Whatever God tasks you to do or asks you to do, you can do it because God will strengthen you to do it. But instead, take your eyes off of that. The devil says, you can't do that. You can't do that. You know, 90% of Christians have never won a soul in their life? 90% of Christianity has not won a soul. Never bowed and prayed with a person to receive Christ. 90%, that's probably generous. Because most of them have in their heads, I can't do that. You know, share Christ, give a clear, precise gospel to somebody, and do, I can't do that. Knock on a door, I can't do that. Participate in something like that, it's just not me, I can't do that. Where do those thoughts come from? If you can do all things through Christ. Where do they come from? They come from a different kingdom who's trying to get you to be very complacent until you die. Go the next 50 years of your life, just be complacent and never knock on a door, never share your faith, never go out, never step out in faith, never do anything that you're not comfortable with, because the devil will make you uncomfortable with anything that's going to advance his kingdom, God's kingdom. So he attacks. He keeps attacking Christians, and Christians keep saying, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it. And we know that without Christ we can do nothing. That's part of our foundation. But we don't keep saying that the rest of our lives. We know that. That's our foundation. And then we also move over to I can do all things. I can win souls. I can share my faith. I can knock on a stranger's door. Do you think in 2013 we could knock on, maybe you could knock on one door? To some people that's a challenge. One door for 2013. And share your faith. And go with somebody else who'll help you do it. And some people will still, in their hearts, say, I can't do that. Those thoughts don't come from God. Not the God that gave us the Great Commission and said, go into all the world, all of you, preach the gospel. There are so many things that we back away from doing simply because in our mind we're told by the devil we can't do it, we're not qualified, we're insufficient, we're inadequate, we don't like it, we're not comfortable with it, we're uneasy, we don't know what to say. I've been in the church 25 years, I don't know what to say. 25 years of listening to messages, reading your Bible, 25 years as a Christian, you don't know what to say? You'd be surprised what comes out of your mouth. You are loaded with things to say. But you have this projection thrown at you that you don't know anything, that you can't say anything, that you don't have you don't know how to put your sentences together, you don't know how to word things. You do fine in every other aspect of life. You put your sentences together really nicely. I mean, you can talk and deal with things very nicely in all other aspects of life. When it comes to the gospel, I just don't know how to say it right. I don't know how to present it properly. And I mean, I've been a Christian 20-something years, but I don't know what to say.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Oakleaf Golf Course is Okeechobee County's premier championship golf course, located just 8 miles north of Okeechobee City on U.S. Highway.